Haynes House. House number 40 on La Voce's main square is named after one of the town's most prominent citizens, Gaspar Hayne, the author of the most extensive and well-known chronicle of La Voce. Hayne was born in 1632 in Košice as the eldest son of a wealthy Nuremberg merchant. Thanks to a quality education at the University of Wittenberg, he became the rector of the La Voce school, later a town senator, and even served as mayor for 6 years. He represented the town at assemblies, negotiations, and even at the royal court. A committed Lutheran and outspoken opponent of the Habsburgs and re-Catholicization, he was eventually forced to resign from his mayoral post due to religious pressure. His chronicle is more than just a local history. It captures not only events in La Voce and the Spiš region, but also the major historical movements of his time, such as the anti-Turkish wars and noble uprisings that significantly affected La Voce. He also included in his work a legend about the founding of the town. The house that now bears his name came into Hayne's possession through his wife, who inherited it from her father. After the family line died out, his son donated the house to the evangelical community of La Voce. In the mid-18th century, it became home to the famous Lutheran Lyceum, which rose to national fame in the 19th century thanks in part to the Stuart generation. These students came to study in La Voce in protest against Ludovic Stuart's dismissal from the Bratislava Lyceum. On the journey from Bratislava to La Voce, Janko Matuška wrote the lyrics of the Slovak national anthem, Lightning Over the Tatras. Their stay in La Voce is commemorated by a plaque on the building's facade. The house had notable owners even in the 16th century. It once belonged to Jan Horvat, provost of Spiš, who converted to Protestantism, and to Ladislav Polirer, mayor of La Voce and brother-in-law of Master Paul. Architecturally, it is a beautiful example of a Renaissance burgher palace created by merging several medieval houses. The facade still features triple Gothic windows and a profiled entrance portal. A typical Renaissance element is the arcaded loggia, once common across the entire square. The interior houses valuable wall paintings based on engravings by Albrecht Dürer, a painted Renaissance stone portal, and original beamed ceilings. Today, this historic building is home to the Slovak National Museum, Spiš Museum.